Welcome back to the Stephanie Zeller podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller, and today I'm going to go through the August energy update with you. I am bursting with downloads. There's so much to say about August. It's a really interesting month. So yeah, you will definitely want to listen to this episode more than once. It's going to be massively helpful for you. If you are new to my work, you can find all of my offerings and all of my courses and coaching at thetransformationschool.com. You can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Stephanie Zeller Speaks. Let's dive in to the August energy update. As always, I channel all of these themes in. There is a big, massive sort of underlying theme, and then we're going to go into four individual themes that support the underlying theme. Now, the overall underlying theme is enter the great unknown. Enter the great unknown. There's some reinvention energy. There's an opportunity. It's kind of like a portal to discover new parts of yourself, to really step into the unknown. I mean, I've never had a theme like enter the great unknown. Here's what I sort of was downloading about it. We have to go places we've never been. We have to go places we've never been. We have to do things we've never done to become people we have not yet become. We have to go places we've never been to become people we have not yet become. We have to let go of the known. You sort of have to let go of who you think you are, but you also have to let go of the way you connect with people, the way you connect with maybe your intimate partner, with your partner at work, the way you connect with friends, the way you connect with your community, the way you connect with your business. We have to let go of the known and we have to step into the unknown. Throughout this month of August, your life should start to look and feel different due to stepping into the great unknown. In a really big, important way, you have to choose the unknown this month because the old structures are falling away and they've been falling away. There's been a reorganization of things. It feels like things are maybe like it's almost like you can't attach to things the way that you used to be able to. If you think about, especially if you followed the July energy update, there was a little bit of sort of a death rebirth cycle that happened in July. So many people I've been talking to are feeling like there's a great reorganization, a great shifting. The way they've been able to live their life, do their life, relate to their life is changing. You're being, in a way, forced into deeper alignment. Of course, you have free will, so you can resist all of this. And the people that I see, the people that I coach, the people that I know, friends, colleagues, etc., that are resisting deeper alignment are suffering more, are getting more triggered. The things, I talked about this a lot in the July energy update. If you haven't listened to that update, I suggest you listen to that after this one. The things that used to trigger you or bother you just a little bit, or maybe even not at all, are now significantly bothering you. The things that are out of alignment are going to feel like greater friction. So I've made some little changes and some big changes in my business based on like what no longer feels in alignment for me. And I've made similar changes in my relationships. And you should do the same. You should think about, where am I being triggered more? What really feels uncomfortable? If you just sit in that discomfort and continue forward and dig your heels in the sand, guess what? It's going to get worse. Okay. You have to actually change something. Nothing changes if you don't change it. Life isn't just going to change for you. Now, life is going to direct you. Life is going to get uncomfortable. Life is going to direct you towards the changes that you need to make. But you're the one that has to actually take action to create change. We have to go places we've never been to become people we have not yet become. In order to create a different outcome, you have to do something different. It sounds so obvious, and yet, trust me, I've been coaching a lot of different people over the last 8-9 years, and a lot of people, we expect change, you expect change without actually making a change. We have to go places we've never been to become people we have not yet become. This month, you want to choose the unknown. Think of it as a great adventure. You're stepping in, consciously stepping into the unknown. There is an emphasis on healing the mind and old stories this month. And through that, stepping into the great unknown. Now, the old structures, the old way of doing things, falling away can feel good, can feel powerful, can feel magnetic, can feel exciting. When you finally realize, discover that something's out of alignment and you actually change, you actually do something to create change and you step into the great unknown, it can feel electrifying. It can feel like you're coming alive. July's energy update was coming alive. It can just feel like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden your life force is liberated and you feel so alive. You feel so magnetic. You feel so energized. You can't wait to see what happens. Or you can dig your heels in the sand. You can resist old structures, old ways, old relationships, your business, your job, your partnership. You can resist change in all of those areas, and all of a sudden when things start to feel like they need to shift and change, it can feel shocking, it can feel scary, because you're clinging to the old. You're clinging to control. And we can do this unconsciously. We can feel like, I'm talking to a lot of clients right now who are feeling a huge energetic shift coming in, and that's going to be something big I'm going to talk about in a second. There's a lot of energy coming in August that's kind of shaking things up, and our initial response to that can just be to all of a sudden grab onto something and try and control. This is all unconscious. We don't know we're doing it. And then you can start to feel all of a sudden a lot of self-doubt, illusions, deceptions start to come up. We start to perceive life in an illusory way, meaning we're seeing things that aren't there. Like I had this a few days ago. I suddenly started feeling like a lot of self-doubt, which, I mean, this may sound unrelatable, but is not super common for me at this juncture after doing so much work. And it was like a day of feeling just kind of disoriented, really old stories coming up, some self-doubt. And I finally realized after doing a lot of processing that I was controlling. And it was like, I wasn't doing anything action-wise, it was an energetic, like I was trying to energetically grip and control. I wanted things to go a certain way. And so I just broke down crying and I felt myself fall into my heart and let go of control. And instantly I felt so much better. It was like everything opened up and I stepped into the great unknown because I said, okay, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't know if things are going to go my way. And I'm okay with that because I trust life. I feel the universe at my back. I trust my heart. I trust my intuition. So all is well, no matter what happens. Themes this month, as we step into the great unknown, reinvention energy. Like, you're going to become a different version of yourself than you've ever been before. You're going to discover things about yourself, about the way you could do things in the world that were sort of always there, but you never saw them fully and clearly. And you're going to step into that version of you. And there's a lot of energy around clearing distortions and illusions. Like that day that I had significant self-doubt, I knew I was in a distortion. It was like I was in like a house of mirrors, like a room of mirrors. Like I wasn't seeing things clearly and I knew that. And some clients I've been talking to are feeling the same. They're like, what is happening? I suddenly feel like I've taken 100 steps back. And it's like, yeah, you're just in this sort of distortion field. You want to use your processing tools. I have this tool that I'm going to talk about called Trigger Free, where you can use it to clear the distortion, to clear your trigger, to clear any difficult feeling. So if you come up against self-doubt, insecurity, some things around attachment, anything like that, you can purchase Trigger Free. It's so cheap, you guys. Right now, it's only $111. It used to be $1,000, okay? This is like a full workshop on how to process through any difficult feeling, any illusion, anything you're seeing that's actually not real. Clear it, feel better, see life clearly, It's like moving from deep in the valley to up on top of the hill. All of a sudden you have like a bird's eye view and you just feel so much more clear versus being down in the fog. Like, what is happening? You can purchase that tool. You can purchase it at thetransformationschool.com, or you can also see it in the show notes. Purchase that tool because you can use it again and again and again. It's a subconscious reprogramming process, but it's IFS informed, NLP, hypnosis, EMDR informed. It uses all of these tools together. It's a very powerful tool to reprogram your subconscious mind so that you can let go of these illusions. You can finally find clarity. So use that tool. You can purchase it, again, so cheap, only $111. You can purchase it at thetransformationschool.com. Use that tool anytime this month that you're feeling distortions, illusions coming up, difficult feelings, triggering feelings. Now, what I want to talk about before we shift into theme number one is the actual energy, the energetics of the month. So energy is very strong. First, we have Lionsgate Portal, which goes, it's been going from the end of July. It goes until August 12th. It sort of peaks at 8/8. This is a really potent portal. Interestingly, though, I'm feeling like sometimes this portal to me feels really magnetic, really vibey. It's not that it's not that, but it's also sort of a disorienting energy. There's just a lot of energy coming in. This energy is going to keep coming in really powerfully. This is the vision that I've been getting. If you imagine like 2 to 3 tight elastic bands that are now being laid over one another in a braid. They're just being like tied in a braid. And this tension in this braid with these elastic bands is growing. The tension is growing. It's growing more and more and more. And you're feeling this tension growing. And the tension is provoking deep illusions, beliefs about yourself that aren't true, difficult feelings and emotions. I'm really getting like distortion field energy. It's shaking things up. It's making you feel like you're in a bit of a fog. It's not all difficult. There's also some good energy in there too, but it's kind of just like, it's all of a sudden this shot of energy that's creating a lot of tension around this elastic braid. And then about midway through the month, I'm getting 20th, 21st. All of a sudden it's like the braid, as it's being braided, it lets go, and then that energy sort of shoots open and ripples back. And there's this break in tension, increase in clarity, increase in confidence and magnetism. And that's when you really find clarity in the unknown. It's like something reveals itself to you. So let me say this again. You're stepping into the unknown. Hopefully you listening to this are consciously doing this. You're like, okay, I actually want to enter into the unknown, because in the unknown is where infinite possibility lies. I don't want to go down the path of the known. I know what happens there. I just repeat the past. I want to step into the unknown. That's where infinite possibility lies. That's where all my manifestations that I want lie. We have to go places we've never been to become people we have not yet become. We have to step into the unknown to become a new version of ourselves. So we're going to step into the unknown. As we step into the unknown, this elastic braid now is being woven, and the tension is growing and growing and growing. And then all of a sudden, midway through the month, the braid is let go of, energy is liberated, and there are certain things that are clarified. All of a sudden, we see things that were always there, but we didn't see them before. Let me give you an example of this. When I was looking for like what my next career would be, I used to be a dentist. I used to be a prosthodontist. I used to teach dentists all over the world. When I left that career, I didn't know what I wanted to be. And it took me years to identify what it was I wanted to do. And that process was confusing and tumultuous. And that's why I actually created my year-long course, Your Life's Work, for you to find your purpose-driven work. This is a little side tangent. But just by the way, Your Life's Work is open for enrollment. We start in September. So if you're like, yeah, actually, I want to find my soul purpose-driven work, I have a course for that. It's called Your Life's Work. You can find it in the show notes or at thetransformationschool.com. Apply now. We start in September. I created that course because finding my soul purpose work was difficult. Like, I didn't know how to find it. Something that I find with students that take this course, and something that I found with myself, is a lot of times our best, like our brightest gifts, are the things that we miss. So it took me a long time to discover that I actually was meant to be a coach. And the reason I couldn't see it is because it was so natural to me. Like, I'd been coaching people. People had been coming to me for advice and guidance, mentorship my entire life since I was like a child. And it was so natural to me to guide people that I actually missed it, but it was there. It was hidden in plain sight. I'm getting that a lot of what we're going to discover this month, especially towards the end of the month, new ways of doing things, new gifts to step into, a new version of ourselves. It's like it was always there. We just couldn't see it. So once the elastic band is let go of, the energy is liberated, part of what is in this great unknown field will be revealed. Part of it. You're going to stay in the unknown, though, because more and more and more is going to continue to be revealed throughout all of this month. Okay. Overall theme, enter the great unknown. Intense energy, tension, some fog up until August 20th, 21st, then a little bit of a shift in energy. And I also just want to say that there is also a solar eclipse in Leo that is before the 20th that is adding to this intense energy. So it's here for a reason. The tension builds always for a reason. And it's helping us shift into the unknown. And eventually it's helping us find the clarity that we're going to find in this field of the great unknown. Now, these themes are way more specific. So let's get into them. Before we do that, let's take a slow deep breath in and a big exhale out. Interestingly enough, there's a lot of theme energy around love and money this month. So theme number one, love does not desperately cling in attachment. Let go. Move from codependent to interdependent relationships. Codependent relationships are what most people grew up with. We were taught a blueprint of a codependent relationship. So I get clients in all the time that are in super codependent relationships. Before I became aware of what a codependent relationship was, all of my relationships were deeply enmeshed and codependent. With codependent relationship dynamics, it feels like you always need the person that you're talking to, your partner, your child, your friend. You always want them to agree with you. And in deeply enmeshed codependent relationships, you also don't feel whole without the other person. So like maybe you feel this with a parent. A lot of times you feel this with your intimate partner. It's like you can't function fully without them there. You need them there. Like you need them. Okay. You need them. And not only do you need them to be a certain way. You need them to do certain things. You need them to agree with you. You know, interdependent relationships are so different. With an interdependent relationship, you yourself are whole. You know who you are. The other person you're in a relationship with is whole. They know who they are. You both have your own things going on in life. Then you come together and you create something more. It's like a power couple, right? But not a codependent power couple. It's two people who are just these independent magnetic beings that come together. And now there's more power, more art. They support each other. They lift each other up. They also allow one another to grow, to change, transform. You support varying opinions. Like my partner and I have different opinions about a lot of things. I support him in that. I, of course, don't think he always needs to agree with me, and he doesn't think I always need to agree with him. I make a lot of decisions that he may have an opinion that are totally crazy, and that's fine with me. I don't need him to support my actions that I take in the world. I don't need to ask his permission. I don't even need to tell him about the actions that I'm taking in the world. And he fully expects that, right? So interdependent relationships, we allow the other person to have different thoughts, different opinions. We allow them to grow, even apart, on a different path if necessary. And this same thing can, of course, exist with children, with friends, with even with your job and with money. I'm gonna get into that more. Now, August is expansion energy. There's a lot of expansion energy coming into August. And something that I was really picking up on is there needs to be a lot of space in August for things to grow and evolve. There needs to be more spaciousness. You can't be in suffocating codependent relationships with anything. You know, it's like, do I exist as a whole autonomous being without my business? Yes. Do I exist as a whole autonomous being without my intimate partner? Yes. Do I exist as a whole autonomous being without my friends, without my family? Yes. Do I know that I would be okay ultimately without all of those things? Do I know that I can function in the world without those things? Yes. Doesn't mean I want to, but I could. That creates a spaciousness rather than I need this. Oh my God, I can't do without this. Do you see how there's like less room there? There's less spaciousness. Codependency and lack of boundaries and making yourself smaller to match other people stifles growth. So something I see all the time is, well, my partner doesn't totally understand who I am, so I change, I morph in order to be someone that they understand so that we can have a sense of connection. That stifles growth. There's no space there. Love does not desperately cling in attachment. Let go. Move from codependent to interdependent relationships. Notice where you're clinging. Notice where there's codependency. Notice where you need something from someone or from your business or from money or from life. Notice where there's a desperate dog paddling energy like, oh my God, I need this. I need this. I need this or I won't be okay. Those are the areas that you have to let go. Those are the areas where you have to let go and enter the unknown. If you feel like, oh my God, I need this to happen. I need this to happen. I need this person to think this way about me, or I need this to happen in my business. Dog paddling, clingy, attachment energy. That is where you have to let go. You have to let go and you have to step into the unknown. Trust me, I've already been experiencing this. It's really hard. I get it. You're going to feel sometimes deeply triggered because you're going to be convinced, this is where the illusion, the deception comes in. You're going to be convinced that this thing has to happen in order for you to be okay. If you're feeling that, buy Trigger Free. It's only $111, you guys. This is like $1,000 session that is recorded that you can use anytime. People have paid me thousands of dollars for this process for one session. I recorded it. It's $111. Use it to free yourself from this clingy energy, because the clingy energy feels terrible, doesn't it? When you're like, oh my God, I have to, this has to happen or I won't be okay. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Now, if you have an attachment style of anxious attachment, like that's sort of your go-to where you like go into anxiety and kind of clingy energy, it's going to show up like that. If you have an attachment style of avoidant attachment, where when you start to notice that you get attached to something or something's not going your way, you actually go into denial and you shut down and you detract from everyone and everything, it's going to show up like that. You're going to feel sort of stuck in resistance, shut down, despondent, or you're going to feel really panicky and activated. Either one of those is doing the same thing. You're clinging in attachment. It's just you're clinging in two different ways depending on your attachment style. So you may think like, whatever, I'm not attached. Like I have a friend of mine who says this all the time, like, oh, I'm not bothered or I'm not attached to this thing. And I see that they're just dissociated. Like they're just completely dissociated. It's not that they're not attached. It's that they're so attached that they're dissociated, that they don't know how to process that level of anxious, clingy attachment. And so they're going into avoidance and denial and shutdown. Either one of those you want to let go and you want to see if you can learn how to shift into interdependent relationships. And again, this can be like with your business, for example, oh my gosh, this thing needs to happen in my business, or oh my gosh, I need to make this money in my business. There has to be a letting go and a trusting of something bigger than you, a surrendering to the universe, a surrendering to a greater divine path, to your dharma, that you will be led by your intuition. And instead of then needing, gripping, it has to go this way, you can step into the unknown. And in the unknown is where infinite possibility is where manifestations bigger than you could have even possibly imagined lie. That's where you need to go. The universe is trying to get you to reorient into the unknown because you keep trying to make something happen in a certain way, and it's actually too small for you now. It's too fucking small for you. Let go. It's too small for you. You're bigger than this. Let go. Let go. It's too small. Okay. You keep orienting to this small thing, thinking it's for you, thinking it has to happen. The reason it's not happening is because it's not aligned for you anymore. You're too big for it. It's not going to happen by you gripping, controlling, forcing, coercing, or even if you have an avoidant attachment style, totally ignoring and dissociating and pretending like it's not bothering you. In either way, you have to let go. You have to step into the unknown. Throw caution to the wind. Say, okay, I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know what's going on, but this isn't working. So I have to reorient, I have to turn the other direction, I have to step into this big black void of the unknown, and I have to say, all right, yo, I'm surrendering, help me, show me. Show me something better than I could have possibly imagined, because the way I'm doing it ain't fucking working anymore. Expansion energy in August. It needs space to grow. You need to step into the unknown. You need to dial into your intuition every single day. Dial the fuck into your intuition. If you have emotions you haven't processed, if you're feeling that fog, get trigger free. Use trigger free to clear them. Dial into your intuition. Clear your emotions. Step into the unknown. Let go. Theme number one, love does not desperately cling an attachment. That is not love. That is not love. Needing people to agree with you is not love. Needing people, period, like needing them is not love. Okay? That's desperation, clingy energy. That is not love. Love is spacious. Theme number one, love does not desperately cling an attachment. Let go. Move from codependent to interdependent relationships. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And an exhale. Theme number two, trust your needs will be met. Attract, don't chase love and money. Again, like interesting, but a lot of love and money coming up in this update. I have this four-part manifestation, like how to manifest, I think it's called Power, Love, and Money or something like that. And it's a four-part manifestation series. I'm going to put that in the show notes, but it's also just, it's in the podcast. So if you just scroll back, you'll see part one, two, three, and four. That would be a great thing to listen to this month with these themes. Theme number two, trust your needs will be met. Attract, don't chase love and money. Let's get into this. There's strong like masculine and feminine polarity energies coming in this month that you need to embody both within your own body, within your own system. And this is really a feminine energy. Attraction is really kind of a feminine energy. So you want to, I mean, it can be done in the masculine as well, but the sort of typical idea of attracting is kind of a woman being in her full expression. Again, men can be in their full expression too. I'm not saying feminine, masculine in terms of gender. It's the expression of a certain type of energy. Okay, let me get into it. Theme number two, trust your needs will be met. Attract, don't chase love and money. The attract part of this theme is the big part of this theme. You want to shift into magnetic energy this month. You want to shift into confidence and trust. Think about this. When the flower opens, when the flower blossoms, it opens and it shines bright and it trusts that the bees will come to it. It doesn't chase the bees, right? The flower opens, it shows who it is in its full, magnificent, beautiful, illustrious self, and the bees just come. That is you this month. Open, right? You have to shine, you have to blossom, you have to become the flower, you have to bloom, and then trust that the bees will come. Now, I just want to caveat really quick. This does not mean do nothing. It just means do the right things and the right energy. It means don't chase. What you chase runs away from you. What you chase runs away from you. Don't chase. Stop chasing. This goes back to how you attach. If you're desperately clinging, trying to force something to work, controlling something, it's being suffocated. If you chase, it runs from you. If, on the other hand, you're the avoidant type and you avoid, that's also not magnetic energy. So it won't come to you if you're avoiding either. If you're in denial, it's essentially you like not blossoming and being like, I don't actually need the bees. It's so weird, but I don't need the bees. Okay. That is avoidant. Blossoming, like blooming, and then chasing the bees is anxious attachment. Neither of those work. You just want to bloom and then trust the bees are going to come. You want to open to life. You want to trust life. You want to move into yumminess, move into pleasure, play, fun, curiosity, and trust it will come when you need it to. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of the energy of tension in the month that's coming in is leading to expansion. So to work with that energy, again, you want to trust, you want to open your intuition, trust in your intuition. You want to process your feelings and emotions, but you also want to move in to play. You want to move into curiosity. you want to move into yumminess, move into pleasure, right? This is so important. The most magnetic energy is also a sexual energy. And I don't mean like a, hey, come fuck me energy necessarily. It's just life force. Chi is sexual energy. Kundalini is sexual energy. It is life. It is coming alive. It is like when someone has a lot of chi, a lot of energy moving through them, they are really vibrant and magnetic. And by the way, nothing is going to dim that light, stop that chi, like you living in inauthenticity, like you living out of alignment. That will stop your chi from flowing. You want to liberate this life force energy, liberate this sexual energy, and you can do that through curiosity, creativity, play, fun, expressing yourself in any way, dancing, creating art, showing art, singing, just like movement, life force moving through you. And of course, you can also use your sexuality to liberate this as well. Theme number two, trust your needs will be met. Attract, don't chase love and money. This is really about moving into your own internal feminine energetics. It is moving into expression. It is moving into creativity, flow, fun, pleasure, right? It's also, I just want to say, moving into emotion. So if you're feeling strong emotions, it's letting yourself feel, move into, express those strong emotions. So the opposite of theme number two is to dim your own energy, is to not express, is to kind of, you know, sulk, is to collapse. Theme number two is trust your needs will be met. Attract, don't chase love and money. If you find yourself wanting to chase, wanting to control, again, this is where you step into the unknown. You connect with your intuition. You trust your intuition is going to guide you. You trust the universe has your back. You process, you feel all of your feelings and emotions. You can use trigger free to do this. And then you shift into yumminess, pleasure, play, fun, curiosity. Go swim in the ocean. Go on a hike. Go on a walk. For some reason, I just got like play golf, like go play putt-putt. I don't know. Maybe that's for you. It's like do something that really lights you up. I don't play golf. Okay, that was not for me. Don't know who that was for. Go skiing. I don't know where you live. Maybe it's cold there. Just like go do something with your body. Fun. Create art. Show your art on social media. Sing a song for somebody. Express. That's going to shift you into chasey, clingy, or collapsey energy into vibrant, magnetic energy. So the more you can be in confidence, in your own confidence, in trusting the universe, in magnetic, vibrant energy this month, the more you're going to manifest and attract love and money specifically, because there is just a huge theme of love and money this month. So you're more, you're going to attract that. So if you're finding like, ooh, my relationship is really good, or I'm finding this person to date, or like, ooh, there's a lot more yummy sexual energy in my life or in my partnership, or wow, money's just coming in, it's coming really easily, then you're stepping up in this theme. Theme number two, trust your needs will be met. Attract, don't chase love and money. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Theme number three, fortify your mind and body. A healthy, clear vessel are required for this magnetic energy to flow through. Fortify your mind and body. A healthy, clear vessel are required for this magnetic energy to flow through. This is the polarity I was talking about. So theme number two is a very feminine energy. Theme number three is a very masculine energy. Another way to think about this is theme number two is a flowy energy. Theme number three is structure. Theme number two is a lot of vibrant magnetic energy. But we need the sort of opposite polarity to balance it within our own body. You need structure to support flow. Now, I got three specific ways to do this. Number one, clear your mind. This is so funny, actually, because when I was channeling this in, it came in so clear and structured, and that is actually so masculine versus theme number two was sort of all over the place, which is very feminine. So number one, clear your mind, process your feelings and emotions. Clear your mind, process feelings and emotions, process this, like get through this distortion field. Don't let illusions overtake you. Don't get swallowed whole in these triggers in the moment. Again, trigger-free is the best mind-clearing, emotion-clearing, illusion clearing tool that I offer. It is so cheap. I'm telling you. I was thinking the other day of increasing this to $1,000 again, because I was like, this is, I had someone buy it and they were like, oh my God, I bought that. And that is like a huge, like, this is an amazing, very robust workshop. I thought it was just going to be like one little thing. It's like, it's so thorough. And I was like, yeah, exactly. I should definitely raise this back to $1,000 because this tool is fucking badass. Number one, clear your mind, process your feelings and emotions. Don't let illusions overtake you from triggers in the moment. Number two, stabilize your body. Okay. Your body holds the energy. It funnels the energy. You need to have a healthy, clear body. Stabilize your body. Eat well. Exercise. Sleep. Your body is a temple. Treat it as so. Do you treat your body like a temple? If your body was a lover, how would you treat it? If your body was your child, how would you treat it? Think about the thing that you love most that you take care of in your life. Maybe it's not your lover, right? Maybe it's like a child. Maybe it's a pet. If you treated your body the same way, how would you treat it? That's how you need to treat your body. You need to fall in love with your body. You need to treat your body so well. You need to eat well. You need to exercise. You need to sleep. Number three, containment for your flow. You need to shift into more masculine energy. What do I mean by that? I mean, be stillness. I mean, take time for stillness. I mean, ground into the earth. I mean, maybe meditate, maybe do some yoga, like find structure within yourself. We need to have a balance. I really believe this. For myself, like my feminine energy flowed so much more smoothly and way more magnetic when I strengthened my masculine, my inner masculine. Both men and women, oftentimes men more, need to do work around fortifying their own inner masculine, around being the structure, this like, I fucking got this energy, right? Do you have yourself? Do you have your body? Is your body strong enough to hold your big, vibrant, vivacious emotions? Can you contain your emotions? Or do you just let them splay all over the fucking place, making everybody else deal with them around you? You know, just splaying to your partner, splaying to your family, splaying to your kids, splaying on social media. Or do you have containment? Are you like, no, I'm a fucking master of my life and of my emotions. I've got this. By the way, again, trigger free will walk you through them so you don't have to splay. Okay. Containment for the flow. Masculine energy. Sit with your back against a tree. Put your feet on the earth. Breathe in the air outside. Find grounding for that magnetism, that expression to flow through you. Balance it out, polarity, balance it out, okay? Number one, clear your mind, process your feelings and emotions. Don't let illusions take over you. Use a tool like Trigger Free. Number two, stabilize your body, eat well, exercise, sleep. Your body is a temple. Number three, find containment for this flow. Masculine energy, ground, slow down, breathe, regulate your nervous system. You want to essentially clear your channel so your vibrant energy can flow through in a clean transmission. Theme number three, fortify your mind and body. A healthy, clear vessel are required for this magnetic energy to flow through. Just to be clear, it's like if you don't process your feelings, if you don't ground, if you don't regulate your nervous system, if you don't eat well, if you don't exercise, if you don't sleep, you're going to feel fucking crazy this month. And you're going to be clinging or collapsing. And therefore, you will not be magnetic and vibrant, and you will not be attracting what you desire. Slow deep breath in. Exhale out. I'm feeling spicy today. Okay, theme number four. This is the yummy. This is the goodness. New life springing forth. This again feels like an extension from July's energy update, come alive. You are moving into deeper alignment. You are letting things change. You are stepping into the unknown. You are letting things evolve, morph, die, be reborn so that you can come alive again. You are moving into deeper alignment. You are stepping into the unknown where secrets are going to reveal themselves. Things that were maybe always there, but you didn't see before, or you didn't see quite that way before, are going to suddenly be like right in front of you. You're going to be like, oh my God, this was here all along. How did I not see it? You're connecting more to your true authentic self. And when you let go of old, outdated things, of things that are no longer in alignment, of projects that are no longer in alignment, of people that are actually not lighting you up, your energy is going to move faster, 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 and more vibrantly. And that's why you come alive. So as you come alive in August, you're going to have more energy, more vitality, and you're going to be finding more of the things that really light you up coming online. You're going to find clarification, and you're going to find that all through going into the unknown, through stepping into that black void of, I have no idea what's going to happen here, but I trust. And again, there's this theme here of love and money. So the more you're enjoying life in that fun, vibrant, but also, I just want to caveat again, truthful, honest energy, meaning like if you have a difficult emotion, you're feeling it, you're expressing it, you're not shutting it down. But you're also turning towards pleasure, turning towards yumminess, turning towards curiosity in that infinite void, in the great unknown. The more you're doing all of that, the more your magnetic energy from theme number two is going to just come through you naturally, and you're going to attract more love and money. I don't know why love and money is a big theme this month. Maybe it's in the astrology, but you're going to attract more of it. Maybe for you, it's going to be more love, relationships, community, or maybe it's going to be money, just easier money, money you can invest, money you can do something differently with, money that you've been wanting for a long time is finally going to come in. Maybe it's going to be both. Theme number four, new life springing forth. A new part of you is going to start to want to shine. You're going to feel it. You're going to let it shine. It's going to be fucking beautiful. And it all happened because you stepped into the great unknown. If you wouldn't have stepped into the great unknown, it wouldn't have come forth. And I'm really feeling this new life springing forth is going to intensify around August 20th, 21st. So hold on, keep going, because it's going to become really electrifying. There's going to be more expansion energy that's going to be liberated around that time from those elastic bands finally being let go of. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Now, if you know someone in your life that needs to let go, that you're feeling is controlling, that you're feeling is clinging, or that you're feeling is collapsing, or they've expressed to you they're having a hard time, forward this episode to them. Or, better yet, if right now just a name of a person drops into your heart, on your mind, send this episode to them, because you don't know what they're dealing with. In fact, they don't even probably know what they're dealing with. That's why this episode is going to be so helpful for them, because it's going to all of a sudden give them context. It's going to give them a story of like, oh my God, it's not that I'm just feeling crazy. It's not that I've done something wrong. This is just the energy this month. It's going to help them massively. Forward this episode to them. I've had a lot of people reach out to me saying, oh my gosh, someone sent me your episode. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to recap these themes for you in just one second, but I just want to remind you, you can check out in the show notes if you're looking for a soul-aligned, purpose-driven career. You can apply to take your life's work if you want to process, because anything difficult is coming up this month. There's an easy subconscious throw your headphones in reprogramming process. You can find that for just $111 at Trigger Free. You can find that at thetransformationschool.com or in the show notes. And also there's a 4-part manifestation series I'm going to put in the show notes as well to help you go into even deeper into manifesting love and money. All right, let's recap these themes. Overall theme is enter the great unknown. Something bigger and better is waiting for you, but you have to let go of everything that you think you want and step into this big, dark void of, I don't know, but I'm here for it, in order to find it. And you have to do things differently. You can't do the same shit that you've always done and expect a different outcome. That is literally the definition of insanity, right? We have to go places we've never been to become people we have not yet become. If you want something bigger for your life, you have to do something different. Do something drastically different. Take the leap. Sign up for the course. hire the new mentor, the new expert, the new coach, buy the new business, go on the trip, whatever, just do something different, whatever your intuition is calling you to do. Again, your life's work is open for enrollment. You could do that. That's different. That's you entering the great unknown. You want to choose the unknown. You want to let the old structures fall away. Don't dig your heels in. All those things that feel really fucking terrible in your life right now are signaling to you that something is out of alignment. You have to change something, okay? To step into alignment, you have to let go. You have to change things. And again, the energetics of the month are a ton of energy coming in, these elastic bands being braided, woven, the tension building, building, building. There's a solar, I think there's two eclipses this month. There's a lion's portal. There's a lot going on astrologically. You have to hold on, step into the great unknown, let go of all the things that are out of alignment. And then around, I'm feeling 20th or so, that band's going to be let go of, the tension is going to be liberated, there's going to be a ton of expansion energy, and you're going to find a little bit of clarity, things are going to shift energetically, things are going to move really fast, you're probably going to attract a lot more. Overall theme, enter the great unknown. Theme number one, love does not desperately cling in attachment, let go. Move from codependent to interdependent relationships. Go back in my episodes, I have so many episodes on codependency. That's something I cover a lot in my course, Your Life's Work, because you can't have the work of your dreams if you're lacking boundaries and if you're in a codependent relationship with literally everything and everyone in your life, which most people are, to be honest. Love does not desperately cling in attachment. Let go. Move from codependent to interdependent relationships. Let people change. Let yourself change. Let yourself evolve. Let yourself have new opinions. Let yourself transform. Let yourself elevate. Set boundaries. Let people grow away from you if that's where they need to grow, or let yourself grow away from somebody else if that's where you need to grow. Let people be different from you. You're supposed to be one full, autonomous, vibrant as fuck, independent being that then comes into relationship with another vibrant, whole, independent being. And then you guys amplify each other's power and vibrance. That's what an interdependent relationship is like. Theme number two, trust your needs will be met. Attract, don't chase love and money. If you find yourself collapsing or clinging, let go. Let go. Move into surrender. Process. Feel your feelings. And then shift into like yumminess. Find pleasure in your life. Be creative. Express yourself. Be magnetic. Shift into confidence. And trust. Trust that all will be well. This is really an amplification of your inner feminine. Remember the flower opening, showing the world who it is, but not chasing. This isn't inaction, it's action without chasing. Okay? Theme number three, fortify your mind and body. A healthy, clear vessel are required for this magnetic energy to flow through. This is balancing your inner polarity. This is being the inner masculine. It's finding groundedness. It's saying, I've got you to yourself. It's eating well. It's taking care of your mind and body. And theme number four, new life springing forth. This is where the expansion energy comes in. It's where your secrets are revealed. It's where the things in the unknown start to make themselves known. It's really beautiful time. Such a beautiful time where you're going to discover things about yourself. Maybe you're going to do things completely differently. Again, August is like a big reinvention energy. Maybe you or someone you know, it's like their whole life is going to be reinvented. I'm feeling this. I'm feeling this hard. I just feel like everything in my life is going through this beautiful reinvention process. It's getting more sparkly. It's getting more glittery. It's getting more fun. It's getting more vibrant. And I'm fucking here for it. But in order for that to occur, I have to let go of some things, right? We can't just like be the same person. We can't take all the same things with us. We have to change, evolve, grow, transform. And then new life springs forth. All right. You've been doing a lot of work over the last few months, shifting into deeper alignment. You've been letting go of things. Okay, keep letting go. Keep letting change happen. Don't cling. Don't collapse. Step up to the challenge. All right. If you have a day of intense emotions or illusions, use trigger-free and trust it will pass. Eat well. Live well. Treat your body well. And fucking shine. It's time to believe. It's time to believe that you are the flower that can simply blossom and the bees come. Life can be easy. Money and love can come to you without you having to work so fucking hard. It can come easily. You have to believe that it's possible for you for it to happen. Bloom. Enjoy your life. Love your life. Feel the feelings that you think love and money are going to give you. Feel them before those things come in, and that is what will attract them to you. Feel yummy in your body. Liberate your own sexual creative energy. Do whatever you can to just feel alive and vibrant. Sometimes, again, that may mean resting for you. But if you feel like you're having to rest all the time, that's because there's a lot of things out of alignment. So look at what is out of alignment. Release those things and step into the great unknown. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. A big exhale out. And right now in your mind, imagine yourself stepping into this beautiful, sparkly, shimmering void where the next version of you and everything you want to become and have lies. If you liked today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit and leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.